Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Here We Sew Again, the podcast where three sewists from different backgrounds discuss all things sewing. I'm Kate Zeinard.
I'm Meg Healy.
I'm Amanda Carestio.
And I'm Sadie Metter.
Yes, we have a guest on today's episode. So
our first guest.
Yes, is this our first guest?
Yes. Yes.
I'm so honored.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's so exciting. So today on the podcast, we are talking sewing leather with expert and friend of the pod, Sadie Metter. And then as always, we'll share a little something in our Sojo segment and just... I'm sure we'll get off topic many times because we have a new brain to pick.
I am.
But how's everyone doing? What's everyone up to?
I'm doing well. I'm smelling spearmint today.
Oh, yes. Our
scent update. Our check-in. What's Kate got?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, doing okay over here. Thinking about maybe getting some sewing in later on today. So always a good Sunday when you can mm-hmm. you can make some time for sewing. Mm-hmm. Yep.
How's your weekend going, Sadie?
Pretty good. Pretty good. My sewing space is torn apart for some new carpet, but I do have some sewing planned, maybe doing it in another room, and I'm going to work on my daughter's prom dress some more.
So. Yeah, that's so exciting.
Yeah. So that's my plan.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if you can get like a special sewing studio carpet installed that like repels like threads
and stuff. I know it is. It does stink to have carpet in your sewing space. Like I wish that it was like a hard flooring, but I just go with it. Lots of vacuuming, and then I have to deal with vacuum maintenance every now and then.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It's fine. We also all have like a lot of hair, so it's thread and hair. It's fine.
Mm-hmm, right. Then you throw in some pets, and you've got all of the pet hair.
Pet hair, yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's all good. But yeah, I wish.
Do your little dogs make it to your sewing studio? Do they hang out with you while you sew?
Yep. They do.
They're so cute.
Yeah, they love it. I mean, they'll be wherever we are. So whatever room we're in, that's where they are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I've had such a busy weekend. Yesterday, we was like a one-day intensive birthing class. Like, it was like a new, like, it was like 9 to 5. Like, oh my gosh, like so much information, but I don't remember like anything. Thank gosh that the instructor is like sending over the PowerPoint because like, oh my gosh, I remember learning a lot in the moment, but now it's like when the water breaks, like I'm going to forget everything that we like spent 2 hours talking about.
And I think it's okay to be honest, like in retrospect for me, like, I don't know. I mean, I guess the birthing classes were good at at relieving some of the like anxiety, like the pre-anxiety, but exactly. In the moment, none of that information was even really that relevant. Yeah. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. The main thing I took away was I need to remember where I put my like an exercise ball, because they had them and I was like bouncing on it for like the whole, and I was like, I forgot how like the, it just like feels so good. Like, to have, and we moved with it, but it like deflated, and so my mission today is to find and blow up my ball.
Yep,
I did that.
Good plan. For I did that sure. too.
Yeah,
it was nice.
Yeah, and it was funny. What reminded me is that Kate, when you talked about scent, because there was like they were saying that scents can be helpful, like when you know to. Relax, like to bring stuff from home and scents that comfort you and stuff. Like, and so it had me thinking, like, should I bring some like aromatherapy with me into like the.
Yeah.
Yes.
What scent is going to be my go to smell? It's funny. So that just reminded me of that. So. Oh, so.
Man, yeah. But, getting real, Meg. It's getting real.
Getting real. It's, yeah. I have so much on the list, but it's so funny because I have everything for my hospital bag, but I want to sew my hospital bag. And Julian's like, are you sure? Is that like a really top priority? I'm like, yes, I don't have a duffel bag that's big. I have the Grand Lake duffel bag printed out. And I was like, that's the perfect size for my duffel bag. I have everything that goes in it. I just need to make the bag. So,
so funny.
He's like, just put it in a shopping bag. I'm like, no, it has everything. It needs to be perfect.
In a shopping bag.
Coordinating.
Meg Healy taking stuff to the hospital in a shopping bag. Does he know you at all?
I know. I know. Yeah. So, anyways, so I need to.
Well, it's a fairly quick fairly quick sew. What I'm trying to get my mouth to say.
Yeah. Yeah, it's TBD on if this is going to be a fairly quick show or not.
We'll see about that. We'll find out.
We'll find out.
Oh, well, in the interest of making it a reasonably length show, shall we jump into our So What's New segment?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. Amanda, you told me that you have a couple of patterns.
I do, and I'm going to share two. I had a few more, but I think I'll stick to two. And I was thinking about it, and they're both really great layering pieces because I think and I think that it's so hard in Colorado, like at this by March, I'm like, I want to sew all the summer things.
Yep.
But we have some cool weather left, and it's actually like the layering pieces come in really handy during this period of time. So the first one I wanted to share was a new pattern from Helen's Closet, the Wildwood Jacket and Vest. And this is a quilted jacket and vest. Y'all know how I feel about quilted vests. They kind of made my winter, and I've been wearing mine kind of continuously, as even as it gets a little bit warmer, perfect for layering. But there's some really neat details on this design, and I just really love it. And I love Helen's Closet patterns.
I did too. Yeah.
They're great. It's just, there's all those details are like thoughtful. They make it special. They make it different from what's out there on the market in terms of quilted jacket patterns. And yeah, just love it. And the other one that I had was also a layering piece because I think I'm finally past my years long cardigan ban. Like it went on for a very long time. And now I can't find any of my cardigans. So, Made by Ray actually released a new, cardigan, the Citrine cardigan, and it's really cute. There's, it's kind of a basic shape, but there's a lot that you can do with it. There's, a gathered sleeve for kind of like a bishop sleeve look. I've seen some really great versions online with, color blocking and just some really neat, ways to make like a basic cardigan unique and hardworking in your wardrobe. So I really like that. And I'm a big fan of Made by Ray. She was kind of an early entry into PDF patterns, and she's been around for a while, but I also really love her Cleo skirt that's like one of my favorite summertime skirts. So she's always been one of my faves. So I was happy to see a new pattern from her.
Nice. Yeah, that's cool. I haven't seen her in a while either. Yeah, that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. I love, there's like a version of the cardigan that's like super cropped. Yes. Like how cute. I'm just like, I had to immediately look at it. It's so cute.
There are so many versions. Like I feel like it could really work for you a lot of different ways. Cause that the cropped version almost has kind of a little bit of a vintage style to it. Yeah. Like it'd be so cute over a sundress.
Like a bolero. It's like a bolero almost.
Yeah. I can see that.
Oh gosh. So there's so many patterns right now that I want to make and sew. And I was like, I only have like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Avert your eyes, Meg.
I know. I was like, I need to sew a bit. And then now I want to make a birthing gown. And because they're like another segment was like, you can bring your own clothes. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't. I need looks and like, anyways.
A little capsule.
I need a birthing gown. Yes. So this cardigan could actually work. Definitely. That'd be great. For my
yes. Oh, speaking of Meg, do you have a pattern for us? A new pattern?
I do actually. As always, I love the top of the month because it's the new Steamwork patterns. And I really loved it's also a cardigan actually, the sable. And I really like the little bows and it's so cute. And it's like a summery cardigan. It's like a perfect transitional piece because it's like, it looks like a summery cardigan, like even whatever fabric you sew it in, and you don't need like buttons or snaps or anything. And I just think it's like just a really cute pattern. And I just really liked it. Anyways. And I was even thinking like a really cool look could be like making it a dress and then making like an under layer, like tank dress underneath and having like tie bows all down the center. Yeah. And So that's definitely on my list. And I really liked that. And I guess, it is like it's like cardigan season. Now it's not quite full, just t-shirts. A coat might be a little too much. So,
Good layering.
Definitely. Yeah,
for sure. Okay. Awesome. Two cardigans. No pressure, Sadie. Did you happen to bring a new pattern for us?
I do have one, only because I'm such a sucker for like gathering and boxy tops. So this is a totally new pattern company to me anyway. It's called the pattern company is called Matchy Matchy Sewing Club.
Yep.
And they have a shirt called the Collage Gather Top. And it's just it's really basic, but it's such a great pattern for blocking different prints. And then it's got like the prerequisites that I love, which is like the gathering and then sleeve detail. It's like the puffy sleeve thing. I don't know. I've been loving it since it came out and still loving it. So this is like on my list for spring summer sewing.
Awesome. I love that pieciness. And I have this pattern company has been on my radar. I feel like there's kind of that element to a lot of their designs, which I love because I feel like you always have some good, yummy scraps hanging around. And they're so inspiring. I like their aesthetic as well.
Yeah, maybe. I'm totally drawn to the entire aesthetic of their site and all the looks and everything are totally my jam. So,
me too.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's on my list.
Awesome.
To discover a new sewing company that I can now, this is my first time hearing of it. And I'm obsessed. Like, even the pack, like the patchy, like weekend chore shorts, like how there's the little,
I love those
you
shorts.
Can use up scrubs. So cute.
I know
those shorts.
I know. I do too. Yeah. Totally new pattern company to me, though. So
yeah, me too.
I was super excited to see it. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, we are doing really well on our So What's New because even I have something today.
Yay!
I want to feature Tasuti's newest pattern. The Tosca tunic, which is a long tunic with sort of a, not an asymmetric hem, but it's kind of handkerchiefy hem, three-quarter length sleeves, kind of a openish neck, but not like really like wide boat neck or anything. And I'll tell you what, I just want to put this on and swan around the house, like in a gauze or something. It is so floaty and free and cute. And I did not clarify. It is midi to maxi length. So it is, it's a long tunic dress. And oh my gosh, I love it so much. It's so pretty. I'm so excited. I'm going to have to get this one.
That's on my list. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely going to make that.
There's, you know, even though that one has sleeves, I feel like it's like that is like the quintessential summer look to me. Like that. And we have a beach trip coming up in May, and maybe I need to add that to the list.
Cause oh, it'd such be a nice perfect cover up.
Be perfect.
But you could totally, like, it's also, it's kind of classy, like, in the way that.
So classy.
You know, tunics kind of, I don't know, take they're up elegant. Space in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. They are elegant just by their nature. So I love that one.
Yeah. I'm totally in love with this pattern. And yeah, I don't have a beach vacation coming up, but I'm still going to have to do something with it. And I think it would be easy to shorten the sleeves. They're very basic sleeves.
Oh, totally.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. Mm-hmm. So I mean, if you want it's good for sun, you know?
Yeah, it's good absolutely. For
sun protection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially if you, you do it in a really light fabric.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just always assume Kate has some sort of cruise.
I know. Like, really? You don't?
I was like, I'm sure Kate has like a, I'm always ready for Kate to be like, I'm going on a cruise.
Unfortunately, due to the expense of a 3-week European cruise / other vacation, it's going to be a while before I'm on a cruise again.
Oh,
but I can
except
dream.
like someone needs to come up with like a sewing cruise that like that would I'm not I a cruise agree. Girl, but I would go on a sewing cruise like there's like a sewing room set up and like.
I feel like, anyways. I and feel then like the I've seen something like that before.
Yeah, maybe there is.
Like the excursions could be fabric shopping.
Yeah.
Or, like I would so sign up for that in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I would get over my fear of water and boats for that, for sure.
All right. So our goal for another 10 years from now, when we can actually afford to do such a thing, is the Here We Sew Again sewing cruise.
Exactly. Here we cruise again.
Here we cruise again.
Oh, I'm there.
Yep.
Let's do it.
For sure.
I just want to mention just quickly about this pattern. I'm kind of obsessed with the styling, the maxi over wide leg pants.
Yes, like, I love that. I
would have never thought of that. Like, it's so chic. Like
I
think
it.
Of tunics to be over leggings, but over like also like gauzy linen wide leg pants. Like I would have never thought to put the maxi one over it, but it looks so good. I just had to. It's so I love it. Love it.
Me too. I think I kind of squealed when because I get their like email newsletter, and I think I kind of squealed when I saw it because that's like that's how I want to look like that picture
with
the long tunic with the pants. Like I want to be that elegant when I head out.
You are that elegant.
Yes,
lady.
I agree.
Oh, thanks.
I do feel like that like dress over pants kind of came back, and I don't know if that was like a 90s leftover or if that's just like a thing on its own, and I don't know, but I definitely feel like it had made a little come back, and I love it.
I do too, for sure.
All right, wow, that was a great collection of patterns, you guys.
I want to sew all of them. Like I,
same.
Yeah, every single one.
Absolutely.
You're not all right, allowed, let's... Meg.
Duffel bag first. All right, let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back with our make set our. Main segment. Wow, I am not doing well today, you guys.
Hold up.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast. And up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Making your own leather projects not only can be fun, but can also scratch a new sewing skill itch and even save you money. So let's take a deep dive into the world of sewing with leather with expert Sadie Metter. Oh my God, that rhyme! I did not even.
Wow.
I don't know if Kate will keep that in or not, but that was like maybe my fifth try trying to send that whole paragraph.
Sewing leather with Sadie Metter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we've been, Sadie and I work together over at Sew Daily, and we've been doing lots of fun leather content. And I know I've been like, I always get inspired, like what, you know, we talk about at the podcast, what we do with, you know, work. And I've been sewing so much with leather, and I've been sewing leather for the weather with Sadie Metter.
I love it.
I'm making some really cute purses. So I'm so happy to have you on, because I've watched Sadie has some great videos, and just she just makes it look so easy. So let's just go around, maybe starting with Sadie, just our experience with sewing with leather, and if we've sewn something with leather, what is our favorite project that we've made?
I mean, I've sewn a lot of leather projects over the years. I think still my favorite is when I can upcycle. I can find something really old and crazy and kind of hideous at the thrift store and then turn it into something new and cute that I'm going to totally use, if it's either, you know, a new bag or a new, you know, little skirt or whatever it is, I love being able to upcycle. So, but I think usually my favorites are those, like the upcycled jacket into a bag kind of thing. Yeah. Those are my favorites. I mean, I love working with new leather as well. Like for the projects for Sew Daily, you know, new leather, like it made the entire, talking about smells, like it made the entire house smell so amazing. Like even as a former recently converted vegetarian to meat eater again, like I was like, oh yeah, leather smells really good.
Yeah.
Like in this weird way, it smells really good. So
I think I know what I'm bringing as my scent to
leather, some leather scraps. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about you, Amanda?
You know, I don't think I've ever sewn with real leather. Sewn with faux suede and all kinds of faux weirdness. But I think I remember even we talked about leather at some point on Sew and Tell, and I still have that same piece of leather hanging up in my closet, like waiting for me. Because I was like, oh, I'm so inspired. Maybe I'll sew with it. And then I didn't. But it's a nice piece of, I got it at the secondhand craft store. So I feel good-ish, better-ish about it. And it's really nice. It's not even like super heavyweight, so I don't think it would be super hard to sew. I haven't committed to anything yet. So this will be a good learning and inspirational episode for me, I'm sure.
How about you, Kate?
My My sewing with leather experience has been very, very limited. And I think, the more I think about it, the only real experience I have was my two shoe workshops. Both of those, I made leather shoes. And so I had very specific leather. Well, they were like industrial sewing machines, so they were super, super strong and everything. So, but everything was there and ready for me to sew leather with the right needle and the right thread and all of that sort of thing. So, doing it myself at my home is still pretty out there. So I am also looking forward to learning some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I think back, my experience is I kind of just jumped in when I was in fashion school. We did, I think I've mentioned this before, but we did like an evening wear semester, and I'm just not like, I don't know, I just didn't want, I wanted to do something different, not just like a satin draped evening gown. So I made like an edgy evening gown with leather. It was like leather and silk and zippers and boning. So I made this like leather corseted evening gown, and I kind of just jumped in, but it was just really like sewing with fabric. I was surprised at how easy it was. I was so intimidated, but once I actually started sewing with it and working with it, we kind of became less intimidating for sure. And so that was really great. And just, you know, the smell too, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, and that's funny you say that, Meg, because I think like probably one of the first projects I did, I didn't even really look up like how to do it. Just, like I didn't do anything special. And it was actually, it was like a cowhide rug from IKEA. Oh. And I cut it into shapes for these vintage butterfly chair frames that I have. And I just sewed it on like my old Bernina. Like I don't even know that I changed the needle. I was just like, I'm just going to go for it. Like I didn't even look it up. I was just like, let's see if this works. And I just tried it. Like I just went for it, which is usually kind of how I sew. and then if I have problems, then I research how to do it later. But that's kind of how I do it.
Sometimes that's best, because I feel like the more you know, sometimes you get intimidated and it just kind of, I mean, it's good to research, but I don't know. I kind of feel like just jumping in there is good too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. That's why I never read the instruction manual until I run into enough problems. Exactly. So anyone listening too, just like,
don't be afraid.
Don't turn off the episode. We'll still teach you something, but just jump in after.
Learn from our mistakes, but also don't be afraid.
Exactly. So kind of going into, like, we would maybe suggest, like, furniture or a leather evening gown is not a good first leather project to dive into.
Maybe not.
But,
or shoes. Shoes.
Yeah. But maybe some ideas for people like Amanda who have just this piece of leather hanging out in their sewing studio. Like what are some ideas that you have, Sadie, in your experience that could just be a really quick and easy, like doesn't use up too much of it. So you're not like feeling like you're wasting, you know, you don't have to be afraid to try it out. Like what could be a good first project to sew with leather, do you think?
Definitely a bag. I would say a bag. Yeah. Like that's, and it could be as simple as like a tote bag.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like a leather tote bag, which is so luxurious. It feels so luxurious to have a leather tote bag, but like the simplest project to make with leather. So that would be, you know, a bag would be my suggestion for the first project, a simple bag. And we have so many, I mean, we've been working on some at Sew Daily that are perfect for, you know, beginning sewists to step into the leather arena. So I think a simple bag project is the way to go for sure.
Yeah. Or even just like drafting a square too.
Like a zipper pouch would be like, I mean, it feels so special to pull out like a leather zipper pouch, you know, and use it for your makeup or your office supplies or, you know, whatever. So, yeah, I think just those fun, simple projects, but made out of leather elevates it. And it's something you'll love and easy to sew.
Yeah, one of my favorite souvenirs I got when I went to Italy was like kind of in from Florence. It's such amazing leather. Oh my gosh. Even going to the leather school there was so amazing. But they sell these like leather tote bags and they're not even lined and they're not even like top stitched or fit. Like you can just cut and like you don't have to line it. You can make it raw, like make it simple. Like sometimes you let the fabric really shine. Yeah. So it's minimal seams, minimal like – you know, minimal sewing so you can kind of get the feel for it, but you get a really like wow finish for sure.
Yeah. And I just recently made, I have, I love making little kiss clasp coin purses and you can get those that are like either glue in or sew, like hand sew in. And I made a leather one, which is just so like, I don't know. It's super easy. It's a quick project. And again, it's just like one simple little seam to create the, I mean, I boxed the corners, but so simple, like, and then a little kiss clasp to, you know, finish it off.
And what is a kiss, like, what is a kiss clasp?
You know, it's like the two, it's like the two balls that like kiss together. And so you like,
That makes sense. Yeah. And where do you get them? Where do you
online? I mean, you can like look on Amazon. Like you can get like in bulk, you know, different colors. Like the little balls will be different colors. And anyway, those are really fun to make. I make them as gifts and sold them a bunch in my little booth. And yeah, those are great.
I do love the idea of doing one of those in leather because it's already, you know, I feel like leather, I don't know, there's something kind of, it's not vintagey, but there's, I don't know, there's like more of a story there maybe than your standard piece of fabric.
And right.
Pairing it with a cool toggle like that is really neat. I like it.
And then you, if you did put like a lining in it, like I, what I like to do is like the leather's pretty, like the one that I did, it's like really neutral. I think it's just like a, you know, camel colored leather. But then my, the little balls are crystally purple. So when you open up the purse, the lining then references like the purple. So it's this like, I don't know. They're really fun, but that's an easy project too.
Yeah. It's where it's a material where you can really like play with getting cool hardware too. Which is always fun. And if you're really intimidated, you know, test sew one in like canvas. So it's like a, it's almost like a wearable muslin bag or a pouch or something. So let's talk about in terms of like setting up your machine. I know Sadie with her first one, she just didn't even think.
With my chairs. Yeah, I just went for it. But yeah, I've learned a lot since those chairs.
So do you need a special machine?
No.
And what are, and talk about that and then like just best practices to make if someone's jumping into something, you know, sewing something with leather just a bit easier to learn.
I mean, you can sew leather on any domestic home sewing machine for sure with just a few simple tools and tricks. So definitely I think a leather sewing needle goes a long way because it's it'll be less likely to break, but I will say like, you'll still break one of those and don't freak out about it. Like just buy a few, if you're working on a project and you have a little bit thicker of leather, don't be surprised if it breaks the needle, but having a leather sewing needle is going to help. And it's a bit, the way that they work is like, they're going to put like leather when you sew with it, it puts permanent holes. So you want to be aware of that when you're sewing the seams, because if you make a mistake and you have to go back and pop out your stitches, those holes are going to stay there. And so when I have made mistakes and I needed to seam rip and re-sew something, I just try to sew very, very carefully in the same seam line and holes that pre-existed that I popped out. So just that's something to be aware of. And then right on tail, right in line with that, you don't use pins with leather because it leaves those permanent holes. So having binder clips or, you know, the clips that quilters typically use to hold stuff together as opposed to pins, or you could use those magnetic pins that like go on either side of the project to hold it together. There's lots of things you can do, and like pattern weights, if you're cutting out with a pattern, use weights as opposed to pinning your pattern to it and stuff like that. Rotary cutter is a great thing to have if you're working with leather as opposed to scissors, just because then you can it keeps the leather flat as you're cutting out the project, especially if it's thicker. And sometimes I'll on my machine, like the machine specifically, there's a couple of things. So an Easy Glide or Teflon foot is a good thing to have. If it's a sticky, if one side of your leather is kind of tacky, but there's also the cellophane tape trick. You know, like if you don't want to invest in the gliding foot, you could put some tape on the underside of your presser foot, which helps. And then sometimes I like to lower my tension on my machine. If it's particularly thick, I will bring it down. And I'll just test that until I kind of get something that works. And also, you might want to try a heavier thread. So like a top stitching thread or an upholstery weight thread can help, but not always, because I've also found like for the internal seams, just my standard multi-purpose polyester thread works just fine. So
for like the internal seams.
Yeah, okay. Because at least with my, I mean, I think there are a lot of variables. It kind of depends on your machine. It depends on the leather you're working with. And then all of those other factors together. So you have to kind of play. Like, is it a different needle? Is it a different thread? Do you need a different presser foot? But it's nothing like expensive or complicated. It's just kind of playing around with the tension settings and those other variables to see what works. If you're going for, you know, perfection, which I usually am not. I usually figure, you know, no one is going to be turning it inside out or inspecting the seams up close. So I don't know. That's how I kind of roll when I sew. But
it's hard for sewists to ever believe that. Like, even
I know. But even like when I used to teach, like it was something like I really tried to tell the students, was like, you know, go into any ready-made store and turn that stuff inside out. I'm telling you, they're not perfect. And there have been times when I've bought t-shirts that are completely off grain or crooked. Like, it happens, and you just can't like sweat it. So, and I think that would be extra true with working with leather. Like, it is a thicker material, and so those seams aren't going to look super duper perfect.
Yep.
Unless you were working on like an industrial machine or something, but I'm telling you, you don't need an industrial machine to work with the leather, unless it's crazy thick. Like, if you're working with saddle like weight type of leather, and leather comes in like you purchase it by the weight and then by the, it's actually totally different. You purchase it by the square foot. So you have to do a little bit of math when you're calculating, but you don't have to place your pattern pieces on a grain line. Like, you can really put it anywhere.
Oh, I love that.
You can put it anywhere. Yeah. So that makes it really fun. So, but it's just different when you're purchasing it or thinking about it. It doesn't come necessarily in yardage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you cut things on, would you recommend when cutting out leather, like always, if there is a cut too, like don't fold it, like cut out two separate?
I don't fold it. Yeah, I don't fold it. So if I did have a pattern piece that's on the fold, I would probably, you could either just flip it over, like mark the center and flip it or trace it onto, you know, so that you have a large unfolded one piece.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, folding leather, especially it, because you can never get it perfectly flat on the fold. You then you're kind of, if you want to be more precise, then it's actually going to be bigger when you unfold it because it's coming around that turn, you know, of the fold.
Sadie, do you ever use glue to like to get a nice flat like seam allowance?
And yes, in fact, like I've used glue when I do like when I make a strap or if you can like if you buy like store bought leather products are typically glued and you can purchase special leather glue for that application. But I'm usually doing pretty simple I haven't ventured into kind of the more like really structured multiple piece, lots of pocket type leather. The projects that I've done so far are pretty basic, but you buy leather glue and then, you have to glue those seams together to get them to lay flat. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. But I have used it for straps and stuff and it's great. You have to allow for the dry time though. It's usually like about 24 hours.
I hate a step where you have to I'm so impatient.
Well, and that's probably why I've avoided those types of projects.
Yeah.
To be honest, like I'm like instant gratification sewer and I want like when I get the bug, I want to like make it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I avoid that when I can.
And is there with the drying time too, do you put things like under weights to get them to take shape and stay flat like that? I feel like I've seen that a lot for vinyl projects.
Yeah, I think, I think you do. The only thing that I've, because I said I try to avoid that and I've done it for straps, I've used my clips to hold, because it'll be like folding a wider piece of leather strip in half to create a strap. And so I just clipped it. But yeah, I think you do, like pressure helps there.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. So I can imagine like you'd have to have like weights or books or something to, for that 24 hour wait.
Mm-hmm. Oof. That's hard for me.
I know. That's a hard, That's a, That seems like a step I would be like, do I really need to? But I'm sure it is like.
And then get glue all over your sewing machine.
But you can go, this can become, like you could totally go down a rabbit hole when you start looking for leather craft supplies. I mean, you could start getting into some really interesting stuff because there you can incorporate hand sewing into your leather project. And there's very specific tools for hand sewing leather. So there's punches that create the holes that you then use special like bonded thread and a leather sewing hand needle and you do this like special saddle stitch to create. So you can really like you can get super fancy. And that's I think where a lot of those projects is where the glue starts to come in. Mm-hmm. Like you have special vices and clamps that can connect to your table and then you glue those things and they, you know, they're being pressed together and then you saddle stitch them. And so, yeah, you could really, like, if you got into it, you can do some really fun stuff, but then it's like a whole other closet of supplies that you have to like hoard and stash and stuff like that.
I will say, like, whenever I follow a couple of a small kind of leather handbag makers. And I'm always obsessed with their videos showing, you know, the specialty machines and the thicker leather and painting the edges. And I do think that that's obviously a next step down the road and probably thicker leather as well than what I would ever attempt to sew. But I love all of the specialty tools as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It can be really fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I follow this account. It's like a small like handmade leather bag business and they don't use any machine. Every stitch of the bag is by hand and it's so mesmerizing to watch. Yeah, there are these clamps that like put everything together and it's like so amazing and the craftsmanship is so it's like a full-on trade that you can definitely go into. Which is, it's just so cool. So If you don't even have a, you don't even need a machine.
Yeah, you don't even need a machine. Like, actually. Like, I mean, that's right. Like, if you're working with some of that serious yeah. kind of like tanned leather,
yeah,
like then you're working with by hand. Like it's like a whole different set of tools,
so cool.
and you're working with your hands. But like for a domestic sewing machine at home, you definitely want to probably stay under. I think it's like. Is it by the ounce? I want to say it's like yeah. six, oh. like 6 ounce or less can okay. work on your sewing machine. When you start getting above like 6 ounces,
okay,
then it gets trickier.
Yep. I think with that, just knowing like working on the sewing machine end of the spectrum, like you really also have to think about how many layers, like if you're turning right. it and then also stitching it, like then you have to think about that total amount. Which, you know,
it's impossible. Like, yeah, well, no, if you're right, Amanda, like yeah. once you start getting like seam allowances and then seam yeah. allowances stitched to another seam allowance and you've got 4 layers or something yeah. of leather, you kind of can't do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or you're hand cranking maybe like you could yeah. do like, oh, yeah. I like one trick I have, when it's too thick is to hand crank and get through those like tough seams there.
Yep.
But yeah, you have to think about those things. And that's kind of one of those things, like if you're hacking a pattern to make out of leather, you want to be aware of that because you could oh. hack it. You could hack the pattern then to not have that. I mean, that kind of plays back to what Meg was saying about just kind of embracing kind of a non-lined, like then don't worry about it type of thing. Like you're yeah. not going to fold the top of the bag over to create that and then top stitch around the top. If you're going to have to get through like 4 layers of leather at the side seams, it's yeah. So you could just leave it raw and not line it and then attach your strap with hardware or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so cool.
Yeah.
I know that was just all such good information. I'm just like, trying to think if there's any more questions I have based on what you said. So, at a domestic machine, do you advise what size leather needle? Like 80, 90, or 100? I think they even have 110.
They do. I've had a lot of luck with my – this is like a variable thing too. But okay. I've had – with my particular machine, I've had the best luck with a 90.
Okay. Okay.
But like I had better luck – with the different machine at the office studio with an 80.
Oh,
so
okay.
I think it depends on machine and material.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's one of the other variables that I would play around with, like your tension, the size of the needle, the thickness of your thread based on the leather you like all of those variables come together. So I say try to have a little scrap of the leather to practice.
Oh. Very cool.
To change up all of those things.
Now that we have all the expertise and knowledge to just start trying, like what are some favorite leather sewing patterns? Or not even like leather specific, but I know you can get leather specific sewing patterns, but patterns that we've made out of leather. Any favorites?
Like the specific ones that I've done?
Yeah.
I mean, there's the I love the two that I've like a specific pattern that is already developed come from Sew Daily. So I love the Highlands leather purse.
Oh, yeah.
And I love it because it's a total throwback to like a 90s crossbody. I just feel like it's so on trend right now. It's super simple to make and you can hack it. Like I think Meg, you did kind of a hack of it, of that pattern for one of the bags that you made. And I love it. Like, I think that's, and then we have if you really want to deep dive into kind of the more hand sewing, aspect of leather, we have the Barcelona bucket bag, which the OG pattern is about, hand sewing the leather. And that's one that we've hacked to be machine friendly. So those are two. But I also used like just like a canvas backpack pattern once.
Mm. Oh yeah.
And made a backpack out of a coat, out of a leather, like yes. this hideous leather, like 80s car coat. And I just used a canvas backpack pattern and made it out of leather. So I don't know. I think any bag pattern that you love can be like a great
you can just
pattern.
Make it in leather.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. I've really want to make I want to make a leather fanny pack now.
Yes. That would be cool.
Yes. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. This leather piece in my closet is like in serious danger already. Yeah.
That would be the perfect project for that.
Yeah.
I see Fine. It. Yep. While you're roller wear it while you're roller skating.
Exactly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Too bad it doesn't match my skates, but it'll be okay.
I know. I just did like a quick Google search. Like I was just for my own curiosity. This shows you how prepared we are for our episodes. I'm just like,
super prepared. Come on.
Like leather garment sewing pad. Like I only found like really one for like it was like a leather jacket pattern by Lakala Sewing. Oh. Yeah, I was just curious, like in the sewing space, like I was wondering if there was
specifically
for leather, like garment sewing patterns. And I found like one jacket, but I was like, there isn't actually a lot, but you could sew kind of like a jacket pattern in leather.
Mm-hmm. I think you could take any one. Pattern, like think yeah. about like, yeah, like a leather tank top. Or a leather A-line skirt. Like, I think mm-hmm. you would just use, like, that A-line skirt pattern. It doesn't have to be specific for leather, mm-hmm. especially mm-hmm. if you're using a garment weight leather.
Right.
Which tends to be more like, if you can imagine, like, a suede, it's not any thicker than, like, a canvas. So, mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah. So you could, I think any pattern can be a leather sewing pattern with some minor tweaks.
Mm-hmm. I remember one of our, I think it was an early sew along we did for Sew News. We had, we featured the Claire coat by Closet Core mm-hmm. Patterns, and it was wool, but they did the sleeves in leather, and I loved that.
Oh, it was so, that yes. sounds amazing.
I remember yeah. that.
Yeah, yeah. Like just, I mean, that might be a good way to ease into it, too. Like, you don't, like, do part
an
of
element.
It in leather.
An element,
I feel
yeah.
like, you know, it does kind of instantly elevate it, but you don't have to, like, do the whole thing in leather.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. a leather, like, just a leather collar.
Yeah, or leather oh. pockets.
Or a pocket. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, even that's also a really good way to incorporate leather into, if you're just starting out, like, just... Yeah, just like pieces little or elements or a panel. Oh, yeah. When I did the biker jacket sew along, I did the princess seams. I cut in a faux leather and just doing stuff like that is super, super fun for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just remembering I thrifted these like leather pants like a month before I got pregnant. Obviously, they've been like. That even thought of even thinking about trying yeah. them on. Yeah. Now Ouch. I'm like, now that I'm at the like next fall, like I'm just like getting excited for them. I was going to like, I was thinking about like cutting them up and using them as fabric, but now I'm like, I can't wait to wear like leather pants. But even sewing leather pants, like you do look for like minimum, like if you want to sew some yourself, like choose like a really simple pattern, like with an invisible zipper up the side, like just very minimal
mm-hmm.
details for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like a little like leather culottes or
oh, leather culottes.
I mean, I suppose like leather jeans would be possible, but I think like once you start getting into those, like Amanda was saying, like mm-hmm. multiple seams and stuff. I don't know, like that yeah. would start to intimidate me if I needed to. Top stitch multiple layers on my home machine. I don't know. Yeah. I'd have to play around with it.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I'll just go for it.
Just go for it. Yeah. It. Yeah. And I know, Sadie, you mentioned, so some of your favorite places to get leather is like to upcycle them, right?
Yeah. So thrift store for
thrift
sure.
Thrift store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then probably the same used craft store that, Amanda's talking about because we live close to each other is mm-hmm. So like used we have this great place, but we have a couple of them here in the Denver area that are craft supply resellers. So it's like a thrift store, but just for craft supplies. And I get a lot of my leather scraps because I think being in Colorado, you know, it's cow country, and there are a lot of leather shops. And I think when they have, they're getting rid of their like dead stock and stuff like that, it goes to those places. So I've like, you know, when I talk about like squealing and excitement, like I've like, I've walked into one of those places and there's just like a giant bin of leather scraps. Mm-hmm. Because I also use leather to make accessories. So like earrings and bracelets and so I use it for all sorts of stuff because I'll also throw it under like my Cricut machine and cut out leather with my Cricut. So yeah, I like finding.
That's fun.
Secondhand leather. So if it's not a jacket, it might be scraps thrown away by like a leather store. So at least it's not going into the landfill.
Because I feel like getting leather new is a pretty, like, that's an investment.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, I mean, there's so many amazing color options and texture options and weight options, but you're going to have to invest.
It's pricey. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's where I guess, like, kind of saving money, like sewing with leather, if you can get leather scraps or upcycle, like if you purchase like a leather wallet, like at the store, like that can be a pretty penny too. Like, but if you make it yourself, you really need this tiny piece.
Right. So you go to the thrift store and you buy a leather bag for $3 or $4 and you can cut that apart.
Yeah.
Like if whatever you're making is going to be smaller than the original, like that's it. You can make stuff affordably by buying used leather, by upcycling leather.
You might even be able to save money plunking down your money and getting a new piece of leather and making yourself a bag.
Absolutely. Then buying a brand new leather bag.
Exactly. Yes. I feel like there's still room to save there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's probably one of the places in sewing. It's like there's like only a few, like maybe lingerie and leather. Like you can probably save some money depending on what you typically buy. Like if you're going to walk into a department store and plop down some cash for a new leather bag, you might be able to buy new leather and make one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then like make your own designer logo and like.
Right. Then it's like totally custom and you could pick your, like Amanda said, like the colors. Like the colors of leather you can purchase are actually kind of mind-boggling.
Amazing.
And they even have print leather now. Like they make leather with a print on it.
What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah. So you get like the feel and the smell of the leather, but it has like a design. It's so cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have this question down, but now like you've piqued my curiosity. You said like, sewing leather projects does not have to be just bags or garments. Like you said, jewelry and like what else have you made with leather that's not like a bag or a garment?
Pillows. Leather pillows are very cool. Like a suede pillow is cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
What else have I made? My chairs.
I love those chairs, by the way.
I love,
We featured them in the magazine at some point.
Yes, I think so.
But they're so cool.
I love them so much. Yeah, they're upstairs in our sunroom right now. And we use them all the time and they've totally held up.
They last,
even though I just didn't even do any research, I just sewed them and they're still hanging in there. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. But I mean, and like all of those things can also be done. I think Amanda mentioned it, like the faux leather has come such a long way. Like there are options if you're like anti-leather or if you if you want to do these projects and get that same look and feel, you know, vegan leather is totally a thing. And also even more colors and prints and options. So
And there's cork.
And cork. I love working with cork too. Yeah.
And cork is very sustainable. So it's definitely a great option if you don't want to use leather.
That's true, mm-hmm. Kate. Yeah. So like for the earrings and stuff that I make, I always, one of my criteria is that it has to be sustainable. So if it's not, upcycled or thrifted leather, then cork is my go-to for mm-hmm. some of my earring designs. And that would be the same for like bags and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. I love it too. Cause with these like thicker fabrics, like I love a chance to use like a grommet and like hammer stuff. Yes. Like I love the like additional hardware that you can use with leather. I don't know. And I think sometimes too, that like can really help make something look not homemade, even though Absolutely. That's totally fine, but it can like really kind of emulate ready wear pieces or bags or things like that. Plus it's so fun to hammer.
So fun. Oh, I know. It's so fun.
Yeah. I know. I think I was even talking to you, Sadie. Like, I didn't even think about this, but like the availability of like these hardwares and things like on the bag that you made, you even added the little feet. Like, that's it makes it so professional. Like,
totally.
Well, so and then you cute. Can get everything to match. So like your zipper yes. metal, your grommet yes. metal, and your purse fee and everything is in the same like metal color, and it totally looks like a store-bought bag. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you could get really fun and make like a key fob with your scrap and right. you know, put the tassel. a little tassel. Yeah, that's always uh-huh. what I do. I make tassels and key yes. fobs. Matching yeah. earrings. No, I'm kidding. Yes. Shoes. Then I need to take Kate's. Yeah, then I was like, then I need to go take Kate's shoe class.
Oh, yep. That's still on my bucket list.
It is on my yeah. list too.
So someday, Meg, you're going to come visit, and we're all going to make shoes together.
So cool.
You're invited too, Sadie.
I know. Invite me. I want to go so yeah. badly. I was supposed to go for my birthday, my COVID year birthday. Oh. That was a plan. We had arranged to go to it and like stay in an Airbnb. And I had a friend flying in from out of town, and we were all going to go have fun and make shoes, and that got canceled. So.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, I've been bummed out about that.
And my first one was like a month before COVID hit. I really lucked out that I got to do that. It was like the January of 2020.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're so lucky. Yeah. Actually, I think you guys had talked about it. And I think that's mm-hmm. why I put it. I think it was you talking about making shoes, put that on my radar, and why I planned for my birthday that year to be that event. I think I signed up for it like right after I heard you talk about it.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, I know. My first trip post baby to Colorado, we're doing all of us are making shoes.
I love mm-hmm. it. I you love can it. Even make some baby shoes.
Just oh, to make little babies. That would be so cute.
I know. Oh my
gosh. Little leather baby booties. You could totally do. I bet there's a pattern for that.
I bet there is.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to do that. Oh, that is so cute. I can't wait. So yeah. I just have one last question, because this is really important to embrace and talk and laugh about, is like, any huge leather sewing fails? Anything that you've tried, Sadie, that you just
so like typically I'll just like go for it.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to turn, I believe it was like a thrifted coat or something that I was turning into a leather skirt, and I just kind of went for it. Mm-hmm. I had a pretty basic pattern. Well, what I didn't quite understand, or that it wasn't even like registering for me, is that there's like zero ease in yeah. like there's no.
Oh.
So here's a tip. Like, if you're going to make a form-fitting garment out of leather, size that pattern up. Okay. Size that sucker up, because there's no room for give. Like, it doesn't work.
No.
So
I can imagine.
Or even just make like the seam allowance. Like, if the particular pattern you're following has like the typical like larger 5/8 inch seam allowance, you could go down, you know,
make a smaller
seam allowance to give yourself a little bit more wiggle room, but you have to be aware of that. Like, it doesn't always translate when you're working with leather because there's no give. So that ended up becoming a bag. That skirt ended up becoming a really cute bag. Right.
Yeah, I made this like really cute wallet, and I probably should have used like a thicker leather, and it was just like super floppy. It just kind of like flops on my purse. It's like this limp, sad wallet.
I've done that before too, actually. Just put extra business credit cards and
I probably just need more money in it.
More money in it.
That's your problem, Meg.
I just need more money. Exactly. Oh my gosh. That was so amazing. Mm-hmm.
So informative. I feel like
do I make my hospital bag leather?
A leather duffel bag would be amazing.
I know. Now I'm like not even joking. I'm like thinking about it. Even just some of the pieces, like
the elements.
Luckily I have Kate's video she sewed it, and we put it up on the Sew Daily Network YouTube page. Kate does a fabulous tutorial of sewing that bag.
Yeah.
Oh, so thank you.
Kate, you're going to be with me sewing my hospital bag.
That makes me happy.
All right. Shall we take a quick break and come back with our Sew Inspo segment?
Let's do it.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, now it's time for our Sew Inspo segment, where we talk about what's giving us our sewing inspiration. Just a minute ago, while we were on break, we were getting a preview of Sadie's, and I can't wait to hear the end of it. So, Sadie, what's your Sew Inspo right now?
So I found on the curb by my friend's house, someone had put out for the trash man this really cool plastic patio chair that's like faux bamboo. And it has that kind of nylon meshy, like hammocky thing that's attached to it that you sit in. And so I cut that meshy thing off to turn into a pattern. And I'm going, one of the things that I love to, when I find it, I buy it immediately and hoard it and collect it, is vintage bar cloth. And so I am going to make a seat for this new plastic bamboo. So I'm going to, it's kind of like this faded, it's old, and it's obviously been out in the sun forever. And so I'm going to get like special spray paint, and I think I'm going to paint it. It's right now like an off white, which I think is maybe at one time it was white, but it's been sun damaged or whatever. So I'm going to paint the plastic black. So it'll be black bamboo. And then I'm going to create the slingy thing out of a vintage bar cloth. And so it's going to be a new chair, and I can't wait. So that's kind of like my dreaming of warmer weather, summertime, sitting on the patio project. So that's my sew inspo right now.
Awesome. That sounds gorgeous.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I can piggyback off of that, actually. I'm still working on my very small, modest beach capsule. I'm making some items for myself and my daughter. But your inspo reminded me, Sadie, that I have signed myself up to write a blog post about making a swinging hammock chair. And yeah, it's going to be, I think it's probably just going to be for my kids, like the younger kids, like not, I don't know, I'll probably try to sit in it and hopefully not hurt myself. Yeah. I'm really excited because we have this little pod swing seat for them and they've pretty much outgrown that. So we've got a tree in our backyard where I can hang it up and it doesn't look too hard, but I'll definitely be experimenting with some like thicker layers, some canvas. I'll have to get some wood because it kind of hangs from a single wood piece at the top and you need to drill holes. So there's going to be some craftiness going on, but I'm excited about it. That's like my warm weather dream project right there.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Does it hang from a tree, Amanda?
It's going to hang from a tree. Like yeah. I would love to do it. I could put it under my patio if I felt comfortable installing a hook.
Yeah.
We'll see. I can maybe make that happen. I've also seen them where they have like a little piece, like it's mostly just for your seat. But I've seen like ones that have a little a footrest that hangs and like it's kind of hammocky too. So we'll see. We'll see how creative I get with it.
That's
mostly
awesome.
Hoping to like not cause bodily harm to right. anyone in my family. But they'll take one for the team, I'm sure.
Fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm. That's when I made my hammock for Style Revive. My first test, I fell on it.
Oh, no. I thought you were going to say you made Julian do it.
Webbing. I just added extra webbing. I sewed, zigzagged a couple layers of webbing Ooh. Over where the loops attached to the fabric. That made it like adult suitable. It was like, I mean, I didn't think of it. It was like a sewing pattern for like a children's hammock. I just, you know, when you just don't think, but it was so funny. Like Ginger was filming and I'm like, oh, I'm done my hammock. I sit on it and Ginger like, it's ripping.
Oh no.
Cut, and then I sew and then I take up the next scene. I'm just like, and make sure for extra stability. And that really worked. Like I had like a big roll of just like that kind of plasticky like webbing, so that yeah. really helped me.
So you put it at the top where like the fabric loops over and the
yes
okay. So did you do like the box X type of stitch to reinforce
no,
it
I
or
just,
you just
I
went
ran
back and
the webbing all along the seam oh, and then God. I zigzagged oh. back and forth and back I wrapped it around the whole
oh yeah
yeah the whole seam okay yeah so
I wonder if, I mean, that's kind of interesting, like, because since I'm changing it out from, like, my project from a plastic meshy thing, that's something I'm going to probably have to keep in mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Again, I didn't research anything. I was just going to go for it.
Yeah. So. You know, making furniture, you know, sewing furniture, like, who thinks you just do it, right?
I'm just going to do it.
Yeah. Awesome. But basically, I just already mentioned my sew inspo, you know. I'm now going to add a leather pot like that, those two front pockets and maybe the straps too. Yeah, I'm going to make them because I have some leather scraps, some green leather actually. So I'm going to make my hospital bag have some leather in it. I didn't even think about that until we were mentioning panels. So
Don't forget about the end pockets too. Those could be really cute in leather.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So cute.
All right. Well, I am feeling like I need to sew some leather and I'm sitting here trying to mentally design a leather bag. But the other thing I want to do, I want to try embroidering on leather. We've done it before in CME. We've done it and I know the basic tips and I've got some thoughts. I want to see if I can make a simple bag with some embroidery on it.
Ooh, that would
really
be
good
cool.
Idea.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Maybe I'll end up in the magazine. Who knows?
Yeah.
I'll make it.
I think you're talking to the right people.
I'm like, all right, I'm ready. I'm going to make one. Let's do it.
I love that. Waiting for what, you were so quiet during this. I was like, she must be just gathering so much information. I'm like, I wonder what she's going to like be inspired by. And I was like, I love how now you're like, let's try and embroider it. I love that.
Yeah. I love it.
Well, you know how I am. It's like I see a blank panel and I'm like, oh, that looks like it needs some embroidery.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I think, I do want to embroider something on my hospital bag too.
Oh, yes.
Like a little. Yeah.
Is it what do you need for embroidering on leather, Kate? Like, do you have
a question?
So, like you said, every hole is permanent.
Right.
So you want to look for a design that isn't too dense, because then the whole thing might just pop off. So my inclination is to go over to Urban Threads and look under the category light stitching, which tend to be more linear designs. And so that's what I'll probably do when I'm looking for a design. You want to go ahead and use a leather needle, unless it's really thin leather, and then you can usually get away with like a denim needle. You can't hoop it, so you need to float.
Yeah.
You'll need some sticky stabilizer or a temporary spray adhesive. So those are the main things, I think. And it never helps, or it never hurts. It never hurts when you're sewing with a special material to slow down your machine speed.
Speed.
Yep.
Yeah.
So when you say like chop off, do you mean that it almost like it, if it's too dense of a design, it would just like cut it out?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah. If the design is really dense, it'll just the design can just like pop out, because if the stitches are too close together,
perforated it.
Yeah, that makes sense to me, because I feel like I've experienced that with vinyl.
Yeah.
Even with just my regular machine, not even the embroidery machine, like I've done that where it just created like a perforation to like separate it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Exactly.
Okay.
So those are kind of the basic tips. And for the record, I've never actually done it. I've just edited a bunch of articles about doing it.
Yeah. We're going to go for it.
Okay. Sounds good. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. I embroidered Craftex, which I guess could kind of, it's like a leather,
it's very similar.
Craftex
could be a leather alternative as well, but I embroidered it, and that exact thing happened to me. It was too dense, and it was like a little thing that popped. It was kind of cute though. I was like, oh, it's like,
it's like a necklace.
It's like a patch.
Yeah.
I could see how that could happen with leather for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Vinyl, cork, Craftex, leather, anything that's not like woven or knit, something that has just something that permanent holes will go into that can't resist around it. Any of those things, you have to be really careful about how dense your embroidery is.
Hmm. Do you need to put a special foot, or do you use the embroidery foot?
I just use I say as if I've ever done it. The embroidery foot, you know, it doesn't really slide.
Right.
I don't know if you've ever noticed,
but it floats.
It drops. Yeah. It floats, and then it drops right when it stitches, and then it picks back up. So you don't get that slide issue with the embroidery foot.
Cool.
So embroidering leather.
Man. I'm like dying to get started.
Me too.
I know, right?
Same.
Yeah, and this episode has run a little long, so
I know we just like talked about how, but that's okay. I mean, leather's
totally
a big
fine
topic, and
we're
cutting into sewing time.
Big topic. Lots of great information. Lots of inspiration. So, thank you so much for joining us, Sadie, and sharing
your knowledge
with us. And thank you to everyone for listening. And until next time, let's sew.
Bye. Bye.
Here We Sew Again is produced by Amanda Carestio, Meg Healy, and me, Kate Zeinard. Find us on Instagram at Here We Sew Again Pod or email us at herewesewagainpod@gmail.com. Our show website is shows.acast.com/here-we-sew-again. Thanks for listening, and now it's sew time.